Okay, good morning, everybody. So this will be the first in a series, God willing. Hashem will enable us to complete it between now and Rosh Hashanah. The practice is, certainly on Shabbos afternoon, to study Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. But I'll try to take the opportunity to release one Mishnah a day, God willing, and in that way be able to complete the Masechta. You know, we did a similar process last year. I think we got a number of chapters in, just to maybe the end of the third chapter, but God willing, we'll be able to take it a little bit further. So some words of introduction. We know that this is a time of year that's marked by the tragedy and the death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva, Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zabazah, that they were not respectful of one another. And perhaps we see some evidence for that in the Talmud and the Gemara Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara tells us that one of the students of Rabbi Akiva became ill, and none of his chaverim came to visit him. None of the friends took the time. I guess they were too busy. But Rabbi Akiva himself came to visit and found that the Talmud was really languishing. And the Talmud, after Rabbi Akiva cared for him in a very physical way, the Gemara describes it even in graphic terminology, kibdo v'ribtso, that Rabbi Akiva washed him and nursed him. Said Rabbi Hechi Sani, and Rabbi Akiva, you know, came out, the same Rabbi Akiva, who said, V'haftal Recha Kamocha is the Klal Gadol Bakatorah. Rabbi Akiva came out and he said that a person who's not Mevaker Esachola is Kilu Shofech Tamim, but for whatever reason, with the first set of Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva was not successful in really getting his own legacy across to them. Is very tragic, not just in terms of the result, but the fact that they had such a Rabbi who was the embodiment of what, you know, he wasn't just Na'a Dorish, but he was Na'a Mekayim. He fulfilled these things. It's a very, very tragic outcome, given the circumstances. So, the first Mishnah begins with the words, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. And the Bartanura comments, you know, it's especially important to take into account these words. A person might think that these are just aphorisms or, you know, sort of nice ethical teachings, but it's not really part of Torah. So on the contrary, all of the ethics, says the Bartanura, all the Musarim and the Midos that are part of Pirkei Avos, which are so essential to counteract the pathologies of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shelo Nagu Kavod Zabazah, they're intrinsically a part of Torah. That's why it starts with the word, says the Bartanura, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, lest anybody think that, okay, this is just Derech Eretz, and it's true, Derech Eretz Kadmula Torah, but this isn't, you know, Gufa Torah, it's not intrinsically a part of Torah. So that is a mistake. That is simply not the case. The Bartanura says, that's why it says, Moshe kibol Torah misinai, umisara liyoshua, Yehoshua, in the Perush, which is miyuchas to Rashi. There's some question as to whether Rashi wrote it. He said, Yehoshua earned it, of course. Moshe taught Torah to the entire Jewish people, vayilamdas b'nei Yisrael. But the word misira, masora, means who was going to become responsible for Torah in the next generation. And Yehoshua ben Nun earned it through two things. Number one, his own dedication and his devotion. Umisharso Yehoshua ben Nunar lo yomash mitocha oel. Number one, and number two, kana shem tov ba'olam. That everybody looked to Yehoshua, and he was a person about whom you could say, Ruach Habrios Nocha Himenu. He was a person that everybody had a positive thing to say about him. The Chazal like to say about Yehoshua, Yachol Ilech, can I get Rucho Shokolachas Va'achas? That he had a way with everybody. He knew how to interact with many different kinds of people. So in any event, Yehoshua is Zakenim L'Nevi'im. Nevi'im is a period that begins with Eliakoin and Shmuel HaRamati. And they, of course, gave it over to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the group of 120 rabbis, Ezra and Mordechai and Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, and there were Malachim, there were Nevi'im amongst them, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They gave us all of our tefillos and our brachos, as the Rambam writes. They're responsible for basically the entire liturgy of the Jewish people. They said three things. Now here again, the Bartanura is necessary. The Bartanura says they said a lot of things. They gave us all of our tefillos and all of our brachos. But the three that are picked out in this context are the three things that are necessary, l'kiyum haTorah, that just as this Mishnah is about the transmission of Torah, Moshe, Yoshua, Zakenim, Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, it's about the chain, the Shalshalat HaMasora. So these three things are necessary for the preservation of Torah, kiyum haTorah. So the first teaching was Hevu Mesunim Badin. What's absolutely necessary is a sense of deliberation. Every case needs to be treated very seriously. Kakaton, kagadol, tishmon. Chazal teach us that whether it's a case worth $1 billion, a case worth a dollar, right? There are certain principles at stake, and a person has to learn all the details and listen very carefully. I'd like to point out, when in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe is going over his instructions to the Dayanim, the word that he keeps on repeating is Shamoa, to listen. Shamoa ben Achecham b'shvatet en tzedek, ben Ishu ben Achi ben Geiro, kakaton kagadol tishma'un, v'hadavar asher yikshe mikhem takrivun ilai u'shmativ. To listen. So Hevu Mesunim Badin is not to rush, not to be hasty. There's always more than meets the eye in the beginning of any question. And a person, a responsible person, a fair-minded person, has to try to take into account all of the details and not rush and to jump to conclusions. So that's number one. And the integrity of the halachic process relies on that methodology. The second point was ha'amidu talmidim harbe, and that a person should have many students. And the Bartanura here is again necessary. The Bartanura says it means two different things. First of all, that a person should be like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Rabbi Gamliel kept so many thousands of talmidim out of the base medrash, and when he was removed because of the way that he was treated, he was treating Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah removed the gatekeeper, so that everybody could come into the base medrash, unless, again, it was an extreme case of somebody, who was a known offender. But he didn't have the standards of Rabbi Gamliel, and that led to a massive flourishing of Torah. Bobayom Nishneis Masachta Iduyos Bechirasa. They were able to learn an entire new Masachta that day. Not only that, that we should be, liberal and generous with our standards in terms of Talmidim, but the Bartanura also quotes from the standpoint of the Rebbe that he shouldn't just say, okay, I've taught 5 years or 10 years, but like Rabbi Akiva himself, Hayulo Talmidim Bialduso, Yulo Talmidim Bizeknuso. Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 didn't amount to anything, unfortunately, Lo Nagu Kavod Zabaza, but the five that he had at the end of his life, according to Gemara Yevamos, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Heim Heim Hamidu Torah Osa Shah, they were responsible for the preservation and the transmission of Torah, and so it's important to Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. It's another interpretation. This is attributed to Reb Chaim Balashner. Many have taken this approach as well. Of Hamidu Talmidim Harbe is the responsibility of the teacher is to get the students on their own feet. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, not quantitatively but qualitatively, that they shouldn't be necessarily image 2.0 of the Rebbe. Each one is unique, has their own understanding. Chazal tell us Kishem Shishonim v'Partzufeim Kach Shonim B'Deosam Chayiv Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo. On the one hand, we take very seriously the idea of continuity and transmission, but on the other hand, we also take very seriously the idea that people have different perspectives, and that's a legitimate thing, and a person has to be very much part of the chain, but this is part of what Chazal called the makom lehisgader, yefsha the base medrash bli chiddush, that there's always a development of Torah, a furthering of Torah, and everybody has a responsibility to try not just to be a copycat and to say what's been said over in the past, but to rethink things appropriately and as people who are qualified, and that's part of the process of the Masorah as well. When Yeshua took the Jewish people into the land of Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there anymore. The first words that Yeshua hears from Hashem at the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, Moshe Avdi Meis, in other words, you're responsible now. And the Gemara Baba Basra tells us about all the different takanos that Yeshua ben Nun made for the proper distribution of the land of Israel. So Yeshua had his own ideas, and he contributed in his own way, etc. So Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe, get them up on their own feet. And finally, we also see Agla Torah, that the rabbis aren't violating the will of the Torah when they build a fence around it. On the contrary, they were told to do this, Vishamruas Mishmarti, Asu Mishmaris Mishmarti. The Bartender gives the example of Shneos Arayos, Shavos and the Shabbos, that we want to protect something that's very valuable. If the Torah for us is Yikarim Mipninim, V'chocha Vatzachal Yishvuva, that it's worth more than we could possibly say, right, than anything of material value. So just like something of material value, you'd put in a safe, you'd put it in a vault, you'd protect it. So too, you protect the Torah by building a fence around it. Again, that has to be done with wisdom. It goes from gzera to gzera. You can't, make it impossible for people. Shelo yachlu b'vatzim or labod ba. Another limitation that you have to understand where people are. But in principle, the idea is, as the Bartanura says, these three things are necessary. The kiyum haTorah, a deliberative mindset, a thoughtful, balanced mindset, a sense of harbatzas haTorah, with the Talmidim, trying to teach and spread Torah as far as possible. And third, a sense of the preciousness of Torah. These are all necessary as far as the Kima Torah. But we shouldn't forget what the Bartanura commented at the beginning, that intrinsic part of Torah are the Midos and the Musarim in this Masechta, right? That it's not just Derech Eretz, Kadmala Torah, but it's an intrinsic part of Torah, Halavai, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva would have realized that. Looking forward to sharing in Pirkei Avos, God willing, on a daily basis.